Rise and shine.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Time.
Ooh.
Need to sit back in the wine. Words. Summer, summer, summertime.
Ooh.
We only ever know the chorus to the songs.
I know. We should do an episode on that.
Right. What did you say?
Summer, 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 summer. Get Thomas to come in here and rap.
Right. Oh, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to a podcast about nothing with V.
And Aideen. Woo!
Coming to you live from the South Side.
South Side.
What are we talking about today?
Summer to Kit.
Who?
Summer to Kit.
Who's the Kit?
You know how people try to merge words, but it's summer etiquette.
Okay.
Summer to Kit.
What?
It's heating up outside, and we just need the people to, you know, to know a couple of things. We have a couple of requests.
Yeah, because it's April, y'all.
It's April. Showers, bringing May flowers. Then it's going to be about 90 degrees outside.
Especially down here in the hot ATL.
Right. After they try to get rid of us with all this pollen.
Yeah, because, look, I hope I make it through, y'all. Somebody come. Help me.
No, help me. It was like the highest it was since 2013. I don't know. How do you count pollen? That's what I
want to know. One, two.
Like, this count of pollen is the highest. Like, how do you know that?
All I know is that everything is green from the car to.
That is true.
And when it rains, it all gathers. It doesn't even like wash it
That's
away.
True.
The water's yellow.
Yeah. Because everything around my, like my tires were, after it rained last night, it was like my tires were
yep.
just. Yellow.
I'm it's like stuck.
Mm-hmm. Good thing I ain't gonna touch my tires though. But I've been doing good. My allergies aren't too bad this season.
Mine are a bitch.
You'll get used to it, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I have to take pretty much only one Zyrtec a season now. Pretty good.
And we just had another podcast divorce because I am hating. I take a Zyrtec at about 7 a.m. and but anywhere between like 2 and 3, I'm taking 2 Benadryl. Because I can't take another Zyrtec.
Don't tell the people your drug problems.
Look, and then I follow that up with a good gin and tonic.
Right, you wash it away.
No, I only drink on the weekends. And most of the time, I don't even drink then.
And the weekends are Tuesday through Monday night, okay?
Adrian is a bad influence.
Not my fault. Tag your head.
Sanctify Sunday.
Sanctify. Is it?
Drink it. Yeah, today's Sunday. You got to drink your holy wine.
Oh, yeah. Moonshine, holy wine.
All right. Okay. So tell the people the do's and don'ts of the summer.
Well, yeah. This is maxi dress season is upon us.
Ooh, jiggly booties everywhere.
Go ahead, baby. I love maxi dresses. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
I feel free.
Wear a bra.
Okay.
Okay. Don't nobody want to see them big jagoons, okay?
That long set of cleavage.
Down to your belly button, okay?
Right. Wear a bra. You're right. Like,
you got wet stains
right,
in the
if you
middle.
Wash your areolas. Don't let them be facing the ground. I'm like, dang, have some respect.
Oh my goodness. That's if you wear a bra size, I would say a C and above.
Yeah.
If you are in the triple G's.
Oh, yeah.
Your ass needs a bra.
You ain't even got to get up to the triples. If you hitting the D, you need one.
That's true.
Seriously,
that is true.
You got to catch the under. Because, you know, maxi the fabric on maxi dresses is really thin.
Yeah.
You know, they're not really thick and durable. So you need to catch all the unders, this side, the sweat in the middle. I don't want to see that powder line.
Ooh, the sweat in the middle. If you aren't glistening anywhere but in between right. your breasts, you need to go to the bathroom and get some paper towel.
And stick them under there. Let them catch the drip.
Also, just to piggyback on the bra thing, if you wear a D or double D or triple G, sports bras are not your friend, boo.
Sports you ain't playing no sports with them titties. Look, right.
You playing boxing by yourself. Stop running up and down the stairs.
Right. Oh, no.
And the only reason why we can talk about it is because we are big-breasted women.
Big-breasted women.
Right. Okay? So,
a proud...
No, right.
I got to get measured every summer. I can't even say my size. It's up there.
Right.
Not a C.
No boob shaming. It's just we know because we have to go through it.
Right.
Speaking from experience. Also, with the maxi dresses, you need to wear drawers.
Wear your drawers, people.
And if you're not wearing drawers, don't come out with no light colored dress to wear your sweat stains.
Baby blues, yellows.
Yellows.
Yellows, oranges.
Peach. Because it looks good with my skin.
Just because you ain't got no cellulite don't mean it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see it, people.
I don't want to see the wet mark on your butt.
Right.
Who had who was it? Was it Real Housewives of Potomac and Ashley?
Probably.
She had like a wet mark on her dress because she ain't having no drawers.
See, oh no.
And she's
which
small.
Way was the crease going?
What crease?
The wet mark.
I don't know. I can't even remember.
I hope it wasn't going up and down because that is embarrassing.
Ooh, like booty?
Yeah.
Ew, you got booty sweat. Ew. That means, ew.
Right, you got to catch which way is that line going?
Ew.
That's nasty.
That means when she wiped, she had like dingleberries. She had
leftovers.
You know how you sweat and you scratch your skin and it's like rolls, like dirt rolls? She had that in her crack. You need to go get them Honey Pot wipes.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Oh my gosh, I love Honey Pot.
I need to get one of those special washes because to me, Summer's Eve just ain't it for the people.
It's not. Okay, so this is not paid advertisement in no way, shape, or form. This is just a woman who loves their products. Honey Pot is the way to go. Anywhere from a young girl all the way up to 65.
Right.
Or 103. Honey Pot, their feminine products are definitely where it's at. And again, this is not a paid segment. It's just someone who uses their products faithfully. My daughter uses them. And I try to tell everybody I know about Honey Pot. Girl, you know about them Honey Pot wipes. That feminine wash. Summer Eve, you know, I mean.
Vagisil sounds so medical.
Ooh.
Vagisil.
Yeah, but Honey Pot, especially during the summertime, because ladies, let's just be frank, we sweat.
Yeah.
We got creases and juices and berries. Ooh. So, you know, like, yeah, go get your feminine wash, Honey Pot.
Wipe yourself, bathe.
I know it's in Target. I think now they're in Wegmans.
Oh.
And maybe at Walmart, I don't know, but Honey Pot on Instagram and go on their website.
It's worth the investment. Y'all spending $30 on soaps and scrubs.
And stop douching because you stink.
Oh, do people still buy those? I thought they told they us still to sell them. That in health class. That's true. I think it's for the old people, the baby boomers at the world. Boom like an 808.
All right. Fix your feet.
I don't get my nails done, okay? I feel like my hands are always, like, I'm one of those people, I get really irritated with my hands. Like, if a nail chips, breaks halfway, I can't keep them on, okay? Mm-hmm. I try to keep them soft and keep my hands washed and keep under my nails clean. That's the most I can do for the people. But my feet, though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Moisture, moisture, moisture.
Yes.
Please. No white flip-flops and dirty feet. We don't want to see it. Please. Oh, no.
Put some healing cream on your heels.
It's okay.
Everybody ain't got the money to go get a pedicure every 2, 3, 4 weeks.
But if you stepping in the shower, that's enough with a washcloth.
Get one of those little brushes and, like, clean your toes.
Mm-hmm. That'll
put
help.
Some clear fingernail polish. Stop putting tips and acrylic on your toenails. Hanging over your sandals and you tapping them on the ground.
Right. Like, the sidewalk is filing down your toenails for you. Like, no.
Yeah.
That's actually a sad case. People's toes be done and their heels be looking like her.
I think everybody can have really bad heels. But for some reason, white women have the worst heels.
Because I feel like they never wear socks.
I also feel that they feel like they don't have to lotion.
That is true. Most of them, like, I'm white. I've heard that excuse several times. They don't feel like they have to put on lotion. Like, no.
Because you can't see the ash. But it's not about ash. It's about healing.
Yeah.
Vaseline heals. Yeah. So even if you were to do it at night, like, those cracks in the on your heels, can't be healthy.
And that's how you develop wrinkles, without moisture. Your skin doesn't have any elastic. Health tip.
Ooh.
Right. You need elastic. Your skin needs to be able to stretch, move back and forth with all the movements that you do during the day. Put on some lotion, people.
Health tip.
Health tip.
Ooh, from the expert.
Beauty concept.
All right. Put on deodorant.
Ooh, get rid of that crystal natural. Get rid of that crystal deodorant. It's not working.
Yes, thank.
For real, I just got back on. You know, I used to love spray deodorant. Then I started getting clammy. But that Degree spray deodorant is really good. God forbid it gets me for the cancer that everybody says in the deodorant, but at least I'm going out smelling like a goddess.
Deodorant gives you cancer?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Go back to natural. I'm about to stake. Forget that. Look.
Right, don't put nothing on. It's all bad. But to me, like, come on, something. If we going out, we can all go together.
Hold on. On my vision board, it got me old, okay? Bent over. Yes, but please put on some deodorant.
Yeah. It's all right. Just a tad spray. And if you're not, you have to bathe twice a day.
Yeah, especially in the summertime. And if you're down south, maybe three times a day.
Right.
If you overseas, like in Ghana, what we got listeners in Ghana, y'all.
We got clowns.
So all our Ghanaian listeners, put on some deodorant.
Yeah.
That sun is different.
Yeah.
That's a different type of, oh, wait, hold on. Let me smell.
Let me check myself. Because I don't like, you know what I don't like? Layering up products when I haven't bathed. Like, I don't like putting on lotion on top of my dirty skin. I don't like putting on deodorant when I don't feel fresh. I'd rather bathe.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like, I feel like that makes me smell worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If I'm already funky, I'm like, let me spray some deodorant. Like, no, I need to bathe. Like, people who try to put on deodorant after the gym, not working.
Ew.
Nasty.
Yeah, just use a shower. Everybody in the shower got the same thing you got.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Nowadays. All right, now getting down to the nitty gritty.
It's getting hot in here.
So take off all your clothes. Well, not really.
Right.
Keep on all your clothes. But barbecue season is upon us.
It is. Bring out the barbecue babes.
Right. First of all, if I come to your barbecue, don't feed me any of that bland ass chicken.
Season your food in the summertime.
Like, I don't know what it is, but just because you put it on some coal,
right?
That is not seasoning, okay?
Burnt is not a flavor.
No, this Cajun right here.
Right. That is not a flavor. Burnt is not a flavor. I don't want to hear it.
Cooking tip. If you're going to grill your chicken, season it a day or two before, put it in the refrigerator and allow it to marinate, and then throw it on the grill. Don't buy the chicken the same day. You knew you were going to have this barbecue last week.
Speaking of the same day, please, if you're going to have a barbecue, start cooking in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Do not say it starts at 4 p.m. and the grill gets started at 4:30.
Right.
I'm tired.
Don't have me coming to your house at 4 and we don't eat till 7. Like, I'm not doing it.
And
I'm not playing
regular stuff. Oh, I got some peanut.
I got some chips. What, them nasty ass chips that are open? Oh, just because we had a barbecue, right. Don't be feeding me no barbecue chips in an open bowl where Tim done went to the bathroom, ain't washed his hand. He want to shuffle. through the chips.
I'm tired of barbecue chips at the barbecues. Hey,
what type of chips do you want, AD?
Right. I don't want no barbecue chips. I don't want Fritos out the single bags. They need to stop putting those in the bags.
What, Fritos?
Yeah.
I like Fritos.
Of course you like Fritos. But I don't want to see those chips. Just like black people, I don't want. Let's talk about it. If you are going to have liquor at your barbecue, please, people, invest in the mixers as well.
Is not a mixer.
Neither is orange soda.
Or Hawaiian punch. Just stop.
At least get some lime juice.
Right, something. Talking about, okay, I see you got this vodka here. Oh, you got some Mrs. No, but we got some Hawaiian punch.
We got Hawaiian punch. We got grape soda. That's not.
We got Huggies.
Mixer. That's not a. Oh, and another thing that, I don't know, this may just be me. I don't know.
Who?
But is it me or like black people? Why is it that we decide to get vodka and margarita mix together? I'm like, wait.
What?
Just add tequila and no tequila in sight.
Hold on. I have a question. Why did you whisper when you said black people? Is it just me or black people?
Because I need to know. Are you listening?
It do be mad tequila, margarita mix and no tequila.
And no tequila. Just add tequila. People thinking, this, it got it in there. No, it doesn't. It's not in there.
Wait, I also thought I had it in there too.
The 1800 kind does. But the Jose Cuervo one, because I know that's the one usually people reach for.
Because that's at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's sweet. At the grocery store, it's
you have to just add. Right. Buy your mixers, people. Come on.
Yeah, stop inviting us over and all you got is liquor and ice.
And ice.
And Hawaiian punch. Don't nobody want that.
And Coke. Like, I'm not drinking vodka and Coke.
No, what's the one you said?
Okay.
What is it? Cola?
Dr. Thunder and Coca-Cola. Whatever, Cola, Coke, and all that. I'm not drinking that, okay? Can we get the Santa Claus on a cup?
Oh, but it's not Christmas time.
I mean, that's not the logo.
The Santa Claus. What? Santa Claus is the logo for Coca-Cola?
I thought so. Isn't that where it came from?
When?
I don't drink Coke, so I don't know. The only dark soda I like is Dr. Pepper. I don't want Dr. Thunder. I don't want that sweet and sour lime juice supposed to be Sprite. I don't want that.
You don't want no Sierra Mist?
I don't want ginger drink. I don't want that.
Oh, but ginger beer with Jack Daniels, the honey Jack Daniels is bomb.
Ginger beer with a lot of stuff is good. I love Moscow Mule, so I can drink those.
But homemade ginger beer.
Oh, the one that doesn't fizz?
Yeah. Like, homemade ginger beer.
Yeah. It depends on who's making. I'm not a fan.
That's true. And the Darling's ginger beer is really good.
Jumping.
Yeah. Everything Andy Darling does is really good.
It better be. Sounds fine.
Why?
Or what?
But
it is, though. Yeah, hers is good, but everybody's, it can't be like that. Like, I don't want to hear, some things I just don't want to hear from people. Like, I don't even want to hear about your chicken. Like, I heard what you did before you make your chicken.
I made this chicken. Stop.
Right.
Because you did not.
We don't believe you. We need more people, okay?
If you made the chicken, who else is here that done cook?
Right.
I don't eat pork, but I'm eating pork today.
Right. Seriously. Barbecues. Come on, y'all. What else?
Spray your yard. Yo.
Mosquitoes love
Stop
me.
Inviting me over to your house and I leave swollen. My whole body is swollen. I need...
Trying to stay alive. We got to drink Benadryl drinks and all that because... We getting
because you got monster mosquitoes in your yard.
Right, and that citronella candle you got 6 years ago from Family Dollar is not working, okay?
You need like 20 of them jumps.
Right. Tiki torches with no fuel.
So how about this? When you're telling people what to bring, because it's potluck style, put on the list citronella candles.
Citronella, yeah.
Yard spray. Like, let's prep beforehand.
Instead of sending 20 people to the store for ice.
Stop having a bucket of sitting water that's been sitting there for 3 years because it don't rain and mosquitoes are just... Look, I'm just tired, okay?
I'm tired.
Spray your yard. Spray your yard. I don't want to play these games with y'all.
Right.
I'm itching already.
I don't want to go to a barbecue either, and like with the kitchen being hot. I want it to be like outside food, you know?
Cook in the morning.
That, I mean, true, but spaghetti at the barbecue. Like, I don't want that.
The people want meatballs.
I don't want meatballs at the barbecue.
But you got to cook the noodles for the pasta salad.
Yeah, that's true.
Pasta salad is
But banging. That's also cold, though.
It is, but you got to cook the noodles.
I mean, that's...
You got to bake the beans.
I'm saying, I don't... Okay. But those need to be ready at 4 o'clock when the start time is.
Those need to be ready at 3.
Oh, true. I got to sit and marinate.
Right. Stop inviting us over and at 4. Barbecue start at 4. No.
And Peanut getting back from buying a choco from the store.
At 4:30. Who is Peanut? Everybody got Peanut.
Everybody got peanut
in a bubble.
I feel like every time I go to the barbecue, there's always somebody supposed to be coming back from the store with something that needs this.
Oh yeah, he just ran to the store to go get the fire starter. Nigga, the fire hasn't started yet? What do you mean? It's 5 o'clock. It is 5 o'clock. And stop inviting me to your house and you're not playing music.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't want to sit and talk to your coworker that I've never met about what he's doing on his job. I'm off today.
Set the vibes.
People, yeah, play some music. People don't and not me. Quiet Storm.
Something warm.
Go ahead.
Finish. The quiet storm. I'm being one of me.
She listened to that last night, y'all. She had to.
Quiet Storms, they don't hit like they used to.
The thunder?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because now it's just all this music that you just hear on a regular basis. Like, I don't want to listen to them at night.
Right.
Just trying to slow down the tempo. That's not different.
I want some old school Anita Baker. Speaking of, so if I'm at your cookout, this is not even summer etiquette. This episode should be called barbecue etiquette.
Barbecue time.
Cookout etiquette.
Yeah.
Because... Stop bringing half pints of liquor sitting beside you, okay?
Bring what you drink. No, not only bring something for you to drink.
Right.
That's not what we said.
Like, hey, cuz, is that for everybody? I mean, I just brought a little something, nigga. We know it's little.
we know it's a little something.
Like, are you sharing? Like, are you sharing?
Don't bring what you do. No, we didn't say bring yourself a drink.
Right. Everybody else put their liquor up there, bring big bottles.
And you gonna sit right here. I ain't know if anybody else. You know other people drink that.
And there's always the ones that got on the freshest shoes, the nicest cars, want to sit and talk about money the whole damn night. They bring the smallest, right, the smallest bottle of liquor. Talking about, oh, y'all got some ice in the glass? Nigga, you got all the money. Where's your ice in glass?
You got all the monies?
Mm-mm. Yes.
That is true. Barbecues are a very big staple in the summertime. Just get it right, people. Get it right.
Especially in the black community.
That is true.
It's barbecues every holiday for the summer up until Labor Day. Okay? We have Memorial Day. Then we got people's birthdays all in June. Then we got 4th of July. Then in August, we got some more birthdays.
Right.
And then September is Labor Day. That's when we end
it. And that's when you barbecue every chance you get.
Exactly.
Because you know it's about to get cold outside.
Exactly.
Right. Like, oh, it's sunny outside. The sun came out this morning. We just going to throw something on the grill.
Right. Exactly. You going to the market and getting extra meat.
Right.
To have in the freezer to barbecue. So just make sure you do it right.
Yeah. Just do it right, people. Invite the people. You have that one big one. That can be yours for the summer. It doesn't have to be. Every weekend is not a thing.
Oh, and when you go to people's houses, don't get all extra drunk at the barbecue, because I don't want to hear you yelling and talking all loud. And
there's always that one.
Always that one. Rufus. We're just going to call him Rufus and her Geraldine.
Who always came for the lit and the drink.
Right. Ooh, we about to get lit.
Right.
Over here.
Right. You need to take a piece of this cornbread that we have made in the oven.
Right. And soak up. Right. I thought we weren't cooking in the oven.
There's always something extra. A roll. A piece of bread.
Oh, speaking of which.
Throw the rolls away.
Those hard ass rolls. Ain't nobody. Hey, you got some butter? No, I got some coconut oil. You know, wife on that health tip. What, nigga? What? Everybody want to have a roll sitting on top of the plate.
Got rolls. Why y'all got? What is a roll gonna do? I don't understand rolls. I don't get it.
You know what else I don't like at cookouts? What? Collard greens.
I told you, oven food.
I don't like collard greens at cookouts. I don't want the collard green making my burger bread soggy. That is winter food.
Oh, you're one of those people, you don't like your food touching?
It depends on what it is.
I don't want collard green juice under my burger bun.
Right. Yeah. Don't cook no collard greens for... I have a feeling, now that I'm saying this, we're going to cook out and my mama's going to make some collard greens.
There's gonna be some spaghetti getting warmed up somewhere. Okay, so y'all didn't listen to us, okay?
Right. I feel like when people do that, it's the leftovers. Y'all just throwing food out.
No, I've been when it's a new pot of spaghetti.
Oh.
New fresh noodles.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's, you know, people that got, oh, I just, you know, something for everybody. They knew what it meant when you said barbecue.
Hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken. If you want to be fancy, get some ribs up in there.
Right. Maybe a fish for the healthy ones.
Right. A smoked salmon. But I want
grilled everything. You know what it's supposed to be? Baked beans occasionally, corn on a cob.
Yeah, but I do want some rice at my barbecue.
But rice, okay.
What? Rice is not barbecue food?
I'm just saying, rice with what?
With my burger. What do you mean?
And burgers?
Why do you have to have something to go with rice?
But what are you eating the rice with?
Dry rice, okay? If you want to be...
She said dry. Well, yeah, that's true.
Dry rice, check rice. Just give me some rice.
That's true.
Fried rice.
Fried rice, I don't mind. A little thumb on the side.
Dry rice.
Oh, pasta. You got pasta salad.
And rice. Okay. Rice.
See, that's your husband, people.
And what? That's you.
I can eat rice any other day, but at the barbecue, I want barbecue stuff. I don't want rice.
I want barbecue sauce stuff, too.
Oh, and I rice. Don't like barbecue sauce. Isn't that weird?
I'm not a huge fan of barbecue sauce. It depends on what it is on. I don't put barbecue sauce on my fries or my burgers or anything like that.
I don't,
Oh, my husband puts barbecue sauce on everything.
I also don't like ketchup. And people are like, oh, maybe that's probably why you don't like barbecue sauce. But
it's very different.
Oh.
Wait, you don't like ketchup? What's wrong with you? Ketchup and oodles and noodles.
Oh, no.
My favorite thing.
I knew you was different. Oh, no. Ketchup is not for me.
I knew you were special.
I'm not really a saucy kind of girl. I like mustard. Dijon, honey.
Oh, I knew you was different.
I like mustard, but I don't really care for
I like mustard when I'm on a diet. It doesn't have any calories.
Oh, look at me. I've been healthy.
Yeah, no. No.
I didn't even know it.
No, but you can't do mustard and mayonnaise, dog.
And even then, it's mayonnaise is...
What? I like cheap mayonnaise. That strong mayonnaise.
Yeah, I do like the strong mayonnaise. Generic. Because people try to miracle whip you every once in a while, and it throws me all the way to the left. I
don't
want that.
Don't give me no sweet...
What is miracle whip? What do you put that in?
Just because it's a cookout, everybody don't need to cook devil eggs.
Oh, please.
Just stop.
Take them back to the Lord. We don't need those.
No, we don't. We don't. We having a cookout. You want to make some deviled eggs? No. No.
But
no,
that's
no,
my
no.
little brother's specialty, though. Deviled eggs is his specialty.
Is it?
Yeah. Ew. Protein.
Eight eggs all at once.
But no, yeah, I don't mind them. but I just don't get, like, the idea of all the piss of the eggs being put into a bag and squirted back out makes me feel funny.
That's what it's out.
That freaks me out. I don't want it. I'm not a deviled egg kind of person. I noticed too that I don't eat everybody's tomatoes. You know when people like putting out condiments for the burgers and stuff like that? I'm not eating that.
Yeah, I realize I'd rather have just lettuce and not tomato on my burger.
I like tomatoes on my burgers when I'm going to like a restaurant and stuff, but not at a cookout.
I'm very picky. It can't be really thick, sliced tomatoes.
Soggy.
It can't be soggy. So I'd just rather just have lettuce.
Yeah. Lettuce and mustard works for me.
And fried onions.
Oh, yeah. Onions. Ooh.
I'm hungry.
Sounds like it. Turkey legs.
All right. Well, this episode is over because we are now hungry.
Oh. Dang.
You was running your mouth.
Oh, I was running my mouth. Welcome to the summer. Drive safe. Clean your cars if you're gonna blast music and have try to get some attention on the highway.
That's true.
Right. Make sure you get an oil change this summer. We don't want you breaking down on such road.
But most of all, be safe.
Right.
Don't be out here at the cookouts.
Carry around hand
sanitizer. Miles away from your house. Drinking and driving because it's summertime.
Right. These holidays are not for us. The Jordan Peele kind of us, you know?
I still haven't seen that movie.
Okay. Well, y'all know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, July 4th ain't for us.
Just be safe. Well, I got my independence. Independent what?
I-N-D-E. Yeah. So, yeah.
Be
it's
safe.
Summertime.
Love yourself.
Love yourselves. Pamper yourself. Bathe yourself.
I was about to say, and wash. Wash
honey
your
pot,
ass.
Wash yourself.
Yes. Please get the honey pot. I promise it would change your life. So just go try it.
Try it.
Oh, this is not a paid advertisement. Oh, did that sound like a radio voice?
Yeah. No. Yeah, sure.
All right, well. It's been real.
Peace out. Bye.
Love you. Bye.